from VoiceOver Nerd Productions Incorporated, in conjunction with Collidium in Winston-Salem. I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is SciWorks Radio. If your papa was actually a Rolling Stone, your mama could have kept track of him. That's because his travel distance and travel time would be predictable. In fact, you and mama could have used basic math skills to find him. He'd have been thrilled. As it turns out, the same principle used to find your daddy also defines the plume of his cigarette smoke, as well as river systems, migrating bison, the veins in your body, and the branches on a tree. According to Dr. Adrian Bajan, professor of mechanical engineering at Duke University.
With mathematics from early middle school, you can show that the larger stone should keep rolling longer than the smaller stone. It should roll farther. And then, as if that was not a wonderful surprise, it turns out that when you put the lifetime with the life travel together and calculate the number of rolls that the stone should take, you discover that that number is a constant. A big rock rolls as many times as a small rock. That's the way things should be. In turbulence, small eddies come together into bigger billows. Look at the smoke from a smokestack. The whirls are small, and then they roll into bigger and bigger things. And in each big wheel, there's a happy coexistence of few large and many small. That population is naturally hierarchical. Nature is unruly. She obeys only very, very few laws, and those are the laws of physics.
A scientific law explains that a phenomenon will happen in a predictable way, every time. Bajan is credited with defining a law of physics called the constructual law, which, in a paper published in the journal Nature Scientific Reports, he refined to include the forces that shape the surface of the Earth. Rolling stones, and turbulent eddies in water and air.
The constructor law is a very simple statement. It says that for any finite size flow system to persist in time, it must evolve, meaning change in time, such that it provides easier and easier access to what flows.
The law governs flowing systems, and its signature is a tree-shaped pattern. Natural and man-made systems, like rivers or a system of roads, all have a few large branches, carrying the bulk of traffic to progressively smaller and more numerous branches, where it's dispersed, to wherever Papa lays his hat.
It is a design that happens, and the undeniable observation, which is universal, is that the flow leads to better flow, not the other way around.
This progression is literally evolution, meaning a change that happens in a discernible direction in time. And according to Bajan, the theory of evolution by natural selection is predicted by and corresponds directly to the constructual law. Life's move from the ocean to land and eventually to air is a progression that conserves energy. Now, the same amount of energy to move you a small distance in the oceans can get you to great distances by air.
And that's evolution in a particular direction. According to constructor law, it should have happened in that direction, from sea to sea plus land, to sea plus land plus air, not the other way around. With this idea in mind, I was able to predict what everybody knows. The larger should move faster and should move farther and should be more efficient as vehicles carrying weight. I'm not describing new things. I'm simply putting old things together into a much, much smaller pencil holder, you see. That's the power of a law of physics.
SciWorks Radio is written and produced by Sean Fitzmaurice of VoiceOver Nerd Productions, voiceovernerd.com, in conjunction with Collidium in Winston-Salem. Music by Storyman.